I just got myself the new Samsung Galaxy Note 10 Plus. Leo and I are going to take a first look next.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on Tech is brought to you by LastPass, the number one most preferred password manager. Just remember your master password, and LastPass remembers the rest. Visit LastPass.com/twit to learn more. So imagine my surprise when I went back to my desk after lunch today and saw sitting on my desk a cardboard box not named Samsung, so I had no idea that I would find the Note 10 Plus hiding inside.
Imagine my surprise because I thought mine would come first.
Yes, I know. My tracking information was put this at next week, even though I got expedited shipping.
We were talking yesterday.
Who the heck knows why, but I do have the Note 10 Plus.
I'm so jealous.
And we thought we should take a look at it. And unbox it. And
you got it unlocked directly from Samsung.
Yeah, so I bought this directly from Samsung. Pardon the industrial
what
strength
specs
knife.
Did you buy?
So I went, okay, hold on. I want to just concentrate so I don't kill myself.
I know. John has the worst box cut. Here, give it to me. I know how to close it.
Okay.
I'm trained in the use of box cutting.
I'm afraid of that
technology.
Thing. I'm afraid of that thing. So I got the Aura Glow.
Yes,
which,
did I? So did I.
If you look.
Why wouldn't you?
Oh, my goodness. Look at that beauty. Oh, but it's got the plastic sheet on it. I got to get that sucker
so
off.
So there were three color choices.
Oh, my
But the one
goodness.
That really spoke to all of us is this kind of multicolor shimmery thing.
Yeah, very multicolor, very shimmery. This is called Aura Glow. There we go. There's
Look
the shot.
That really
I'll
is pretty.
Polish that up while I use it. So this is 6.8 inches of display.
Look
here. I should probably
is.
get it power cycling to turn it on.
You know, to compare it, why don't we compare it to my S10 Plus, which is until now the largest Samsung phone.
All right.
You're getting even more screen real estate. The lozenge is being replaced by a smaller dot.
Yes,
and compare
it's no
the backs too, because that's the biggest difference is on the back.
Oh, here we go.
The camera is now moved from the horizontal.
Yep, a
center.
different camera array. Many of the similar sensors on the back there. Oh. Okay, so it's telling me that it wants
it's talking
to, set up
to you.
Here. I'll go ahead
okay.
and get that back to you. So this has a six. Okay, I'm going to turn that down because it's just going to keep barking at me. 6.8 inch dynamic OLED display here.
A little disappointing. It's not the 90 hertz display of the OnePlus 7 Pro and apparently of the next Pixel. That high refresh rate I really like. But it's still a gorgeous Samsung display. It really looks nice.
I'm going to log into our guest
and
network,
while he's logging in, we'll.
Yeah, so this is all the setup stuff, which it's kind of hard to do the setup stuff and
you don't have to
concentrate at the same time. Well, if we want to check out the DeX functionality,
oh, we do.
We kind of do.
Okay, so that's the other thing that's interesting.
Yeah. So 6.8 inch AMOLED Quad HD Plus. You can see that's their Infinity O cutout up
Much
at the
better.
Top.
Much better than the
You
lozenge.
Don't have the notch. You don't have the lozenge on the side. I really like the cutout on top, though. You can imagine that in the next couple of years, that's going to go away entirely, right?
Yeah, they're working on through the screen cameras so
Absolutely.
That you won't see anything. And, of course, the OnePlus has that very funny periscope solution.
Yeah.
That's going to be – this is going to be the desktop. So don't show that yet, Carson. We're going to surprise everybody because we're going to plug this Note 10 into a PC or a Mac running the Samsung DeX software. And in theory – what'll happen is your Samsung phone's operating system, its desktop version, DeX, will appear in a window on your Mac or your PC. You can still use DeX standalone with just a monitor, mouse, and keyboard. But I love the idea of having it on my desktop computer as a second OS running on top of Windows or Mac. You can cut and paste text. You can copy files. This is going to be really a new way of using a phone, and I think it makes a lot of sense.
I think DeX, up until now, for me at least, in my use case, has seemed like a neat feature, but not something that I ever think in a moment of crisis or utility, you know what would be really useful right now? DeX. You know what I mean? So I'm really hoping that as things get a little bit easier, maybe it kind of proves itself a little bit more as far as a solution that might be useful. And being able to just plug it into your PC or Mac and have kind of that file transfer functionality and some instant access into the phone that way. That sounds pretty useful. So, okay.
Jason's a trained, talented professional. I'm just going to say a little behind the scenes. He's been talking and logging in at the same time. I'm very, very impressed.
Somehow I got into the main screen. This that was the fastest I've logged in, I think,
very
ever.
Well done. The new One UI, I think, really looks nice. And yeah. With this completely bezel-less, chinless, and foreheadless screen, I think it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it really does look nice. And you can see just how top to bottom this display is. Like, this thing is a tall drink of water right now.
Do you put a different launcher on there? Will you?
No, I will probably keep this. Nowadays, I kind of stick with it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's not the old TouchWiz by any means.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Samsung's come a long way as far as their UI is concerned.
Now, I'm told that they already have pushed out an update for the Note. So, of course, whenever you get a new device like this, one of the very first things you do is you go check for updates. And we'll do that in a second. But let's look some more at this phone.
Yeah. So,
is that aluminum stainless steel? What is the metal?
Oh, you know what? I don't have that written down. I'm assuming that is stainless steel on the Note 10 Plus, because I know, if I remember correctly, that was a material that I remember hearing about from the premium standpoint. I would love a fact check on that.
I'll
you can
do
see
right
down
now.
Here, the you've got the S Pen. This is improved.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
purpley, kind of.
Nice blue, purple sort of color. It has air actions, so there's Bluetooth in here. Also, 6-axis gyroscope. So let's see here. So it says try it out. So doing this for the very first time. This is basically air gestures, essentially. So I'm going to go ahead and try it out. Try some gestures. Hold your S Pen with the tip facing away from you, then hold down the pen button. Flick your pen up. Okay, so which one's the button? Is it on the top or
think
no?
Think of
it's
it
on
as
side.
A wand, Harry.
Okay, so
the wand chooses the wizard, Harry.
Okay, so it's saying try again.
You've got to learn. Say axio.
Oh, great. Okay, so I did it. Okay,
Expecto
so great job.
Patronum.
Now hold down the pen button. Draw a clockwise circle in the air. Okay, stay on the overhead.
Oh,
hey! That was in the air. And I mean, I'm about this far away from.
I'm
going to
start calling you Hermione.
So I guess. Thanks, Leo. I appreciate that.
By the way, this Note 10 Plus comes in black, white, and blue, as well as the Aura Glow we got. If you got a regular Note 10, you could also get it in pink and red.
I mean, you want the Aura Glow. Yes. Check that out. This is like everybody's asking you what phone you have, whether you care about that or not. That's pretty awesome. And it also acts as a mirror.
Until you put it in the case that you're going to have to put it in.
That's true. Good point.
Jason.
Good point. Yeah, I will drop this thing in a hot minute. Specs inside, Snapdragon 855 Plus. So the latest, the absolute latest Snapdragon processor there. 12 gigs of RAM, 256 gigs of storage. It does have the newer, faster UFS 3.0 storage. So that's just faster.
That's going to make a big difference, I think. Now, I've seen some benchmarks between this, the OnePlus 7 Pro, which also has the new high-speed storage.
It was the first one to have it.
And is a little bit faster, but you'll see if you're going from any other Samsung phone to this new Note 10 Plus, a big difference in speed overall because of the loading times.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Note is all about performance, basically.
It's about a 500 DPI screen, 498, and it's HDR 10 Plus certified, so movies will also look.
Yeah, Display Mate, for whatever it's worth, says is the best OLED ever.
It almost always
They always
is.
Do that, though.
Yeah, it almost always is.
They do always say that. Micro SD card slot, up to 1 terabyte of extra storage.
Wow.
That's only on the 10 Plus, so if you're getting the Note 10, you will not get that. Already talked a little bit about the active S Pen, some cool features to jump into there over the review period. 4,300 milliamp hour battery. It does support fast charge up to 45 watts.
Now, it doesn't come with a 45
exactly.
watt charger, unfortunately. You have to buy Samsung's. That's another thing we're learning is that I have other high-powered chargers, USB-C chargers, even ones that support Qualcomm's fast charge technology and previous Samsung technologies. But I guess Samsung doesn't want another Note 7 exploding battery scenario. So you won't get anything faster. You won't get that 45-watt charger unless you use a Samsung charger. The specs are different on
that. Yeah, and right. I think out of the box, this charging brick only does 25 watts.
Still pretty fast.
If you want the 45, you have to get the supported, and that's extra.
Reputedly, with 45 watts, it'll charge pretty quickly. And I love that big battery. I think that's going to be great.
Got some AKG headphones in the box as well.
Historically, these have been really good.
Yeah, I actually really like the AKGs that they
ship
in these boxes. However,
they are not wired. Are they?
That's right. These are wired, but they are USB-C.
You need a dongle.
Yeah. Well, USB-C. These are USB-C, as far as I know. Here, in fact, we should take a look.
Yes, you know, it's not as bad because it does wireless charging. It's not as bad as an iPhone where, actually, now the new iPhone's wirelessly charged too. The original loss of the headphone jack made it hard to charge at the same time. But I guess if you can charge wirelessly while you're listening, that's fine.
Yep. So, you know, they come with the USB-C. If you have legacy headphones, you're going to need to buy
With an adapter?
Nope, doesn't come with an adapter. So you will not get that out of the box. This episode of Hands on Tech is brought to you by LastPass, the number one most preferred password manager. LastPass has a new business lineup. There's LastPass Enterprise, which now includes single sign-on technology with 1,200, more than 1,200, in fact, pre-integrated apps. LastPass MFA goes beyond standard two-factor authentication through the use of biometrics and factors such as geolocation. And LastPass Identity is a combination of the two. You can visit LastPass.com/twit to find out how they can help you. That's LastPass.com/twit. What else? Oh, camera system. Okay, so we talked about it. We put it up side by side with the Galaxy S10. 10 megapixel front-facing camera, first of all, that Infinity O hole punch up there. A triple rear camera system, an ultra-wide 16 megapixel, a standard 12 megapixel, and a telephoto 12 megapixel. Awesome points to hit there. Also, time of flight sensor. So you'll have
that's
better.
That's really wild, like LiDAR.
Yeah, you'll basically get more improved, like portrait shots, that sort of stuff.
And they showed some really cool 3D stuff you can do.
Yeah,
with this camera. I'm excited about it.
Right, you're talking about, I think, the AR doodle and the scanning, real-life scanning.
You can do Snapchat-style additions to your photos that you make yourself.
Yeah.
So they showed at the launch, you were there, they scanned a panda, a teddy bear into a 3D model and then animated it with a human dancing.
That's so cool.
Pretty impressive.
Very impressive.
By the way, do you see what a fingerprint magnet?
Of course.
That screen,
We entered quite a while ago the age of fingerprint magnets, just all around when we decided to put glass on the back.
Did you buy a case?
I ended up getting this. I thought it was kind of nifty, the LED back cover. So, I mean,
I wasn't sure which one to go with. Up on the table.
What's that?
Never mind.
Did I set it down too hard? Was that uncomfortable?
Never mind.
So this is an LED back cover
case.
What
does that mean? What's the LED
part? So supposedly, it's supposed to have
that shimmer.
A neat little
shining
thing, but you know, I haven't had any time to play around with it, so that's I don't know how it actually works.
I just got my traditional clear rubber.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to have a case for something like that.
This is about as fingerprint magnety as the phone itself.
Does it come with a Type-C cable in the box? Yeah, the charging cable, probably. Yeah.
Yes.
Plug that into the bottom and plug it into my computer.
Let's see here. So the charging cable
I don't know if we have to run DeX or if we have to update it or anything.
That's a good question. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and pop the USB-C into the phone.
I have the DeX app running on my Windows PC right here.
Your Windows PC. Now, all right. So it says that I'm fast charging. 36 minutes to full.
First I have to allow access. Okay. I'm allowing access. Samsung DeX is getting ready to start.
I had to allow on my end.
Oh, my God. That's your phone.
That's my phone.
On my Windows desktop.
You've got my phone on your Windows desktop.
You've got your Windows desktop on my phone.
Exactly.
But what's really interesting is I can run apps. Wait a minute. Let's see if I can run the camera app. Oh, my God. Jason, I just took a picture of you.
Did you? I had no idea I was setting up my LED case.
Yeah, it went black all of a sudden.
I think because I accepted this LED case. I didn't realize what was going on.
When you're
there.
Done, I'd like to take a picture of you.
Okay, well, apparently if you go to my overhead, apparently in order to get this LED case to work, this is what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to do like
pretty.
Little LED
little
designs
background.
On the back. Yeah. It's installing themes. It's probably pretty nerdy, but whatever. I thought it was interesting.
Meanwhile, while he's messing around, I can actually browse his phone.
Don't do it.
Steal files.
No.
Copy images over.
Yeah, not me.
I'm going to put a nice picture of me in there.
Please
for
do.
For you to remember me by.
Please do.
Look at this. I'm even browsing from his phone.
Oh, my goodness.
So
be
this,
careful what you search
and this
for.
Is, by the way, of course, Satya Nadella came on stage during the Samsung announcement to talk about this. But I should point out it will also work with a Mac. And I think the most interesting thing is your files on your phone. When you take them home, if you want to plug them into a Mac, they'll still be there. When you plug it into a PC, it'll be there. This becomes your kind of portable briefcase phone.
Fantastic.
I thought this was the most interesting feature of all, and it is only available right now on the Note 10. I see no reason why it couldn't be on other DeX-capable phones.
Yeah, absolutely. And that seems to be what they've been doing with DeX, right? Like when DeX first came out, it required a very specialized dongle. And they were like, actually, any USB-C dongle will now do it.
Take a picture with your phone of our lovely studio audience. So let's By the way, look at my screen because it does...
Yes, restart the camera.
Oh.
Of course, when you set up a Samsung phone for the first time, you get pop-ups on everything.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
So everything you ever want to do is going to give you a little handy tool tip.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and hold this up. Are you seeing like a pass-through of some sort?
Not yet. I was. I can go back to the camera app and see that.
Okay, we'll go ahead and snap. But say just, cheese.
Oh, look, and it immediately showed up on the desktop.
There we go.
There it is. And I bet you I can drag it from DeX to my Windows machine.
And there it is.
That picture is now on my Windows machine. I think this is a very interesting use. Yeah, smile, Dana and Ramon, because you're on Candid Note 10.
Now, I do notice that my phone is running. I feel like it's
kind of... That is awesome!
Cool that it's passing it through. Some things are a little slower as I'm trying to... You know, it's almost like it's prioritizing the connection between the two than it is giving me access to things I wanted to do on the phone. So there may be a little bit of slowdown there. I'm going to close DeX out,
and now you're all on your own, Mike.
Or maybe it's just like...
Did I break it? I think one of the things you're going to want to do, I was told there already is an update for the new Note 10 owners. So, of course, normally what you would do with a brand new phone is...
You'd want to run that right away.
Beautiful phone.
I'm still trying to see if there's anything...
How much did you pay for that? I'm sorry.
No.
How much did I pay for
that? Yes. All right. Let's be clear here. $1,099. Yeah, $1,099.
And if you wanted to get the 5G model, it'd be $200 more on the Note 10 Plus. I wouldn't recommend it because... What we're hearing, we talked about this on Twitter on Sunday, is if you do get the 5G model, you're automatically signed up to a 5G plan for $30 more a month, whether you've got 5G in your neighborhood or not.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a downside. I mean, I think it makes sense if you get a 5G phone, you know, that you have the option to also get the 5G connection. That's probably why you're getting the phone. If it's not supported in your region, that's a big downside.
No reason to buy a 5G phone today.
One thing real quick, no Bixby button on here.
Yes.
However, the power button, and this isn't really a bad thing, the power button has multifunctions now. You can go into the settings and you can say one tap on the power button will act as power. Uh-huh. Two taps would summon Bixby, that sort of thing. So, it's kind of like they got rid of the dedicated Bixby button, but you can still summon Bixby if you really, really want to.
One of the things I did with the Bixby button, and it took a little hack, is turned it into a Google Assistant button. Single tap, two taps was Bixby. I don't really use Bixby, although Bixby is getting better. But it's interesting that Samsung not only didn't mention Bixby during the event, they had some ads before the event, but during the event didn't use the B word.
During the event, nothing.
And there's no Bixby button on it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, last year, it was a big emphasis. Huge emphasis. Yeah. So.
They also didn't mention Android during the event.
Which, they've been doing that for years now. They pretty much, they are guaranteed to not even mention that name even once.
Note 10 Plus.
Yeah, so the Note 10
so
Plus.
Jealous. That's cool.
You'll get yours in a couple of days.
I get it tomorrow.
Okay, you get it tomorrow. I'm only a day ahead of you,
Leo. Beat me in the race. you cross the ribbon first.
But I'm definitely, this is going to become my daily driver for the next little while, and I will spend a lot of time with this. And am I reviewing this, or are you reviewing this?
I think you just reviewed it, my friend.
Okay.
We'll do a follow-up review.
I previewed it. Yeah, I previewed it.
One of us will do a follow-up.
But I will do a more exhaustive review.
You're the Android man.
I am happy to do that down the line, whether it's on All About Android or Hot or both.
Both.
So,
yes. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for watching. Note 10 Plus. Get yours if you like what you saw.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.